everybody to the Searchlight Town Advisory Board meeting at Searchlight Community Center. It's June 9th, 2021, 6 p.m. Social distancing will be practiced during this meeting. You will be asked to keep appropriate spacing, which is 6 feet, away from other meeting attendees. Items on the agenda may be taken out of order. The board council may combine two or more agenda items for consideration. The board council may remove an item from the agenda or delay discussion relating to an item at any time. No action may be taken on any matter not listed on the posted agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners Zoning Commission or the Clark County Planning Commission for final action. Please turn off or mute all cell phones and other electronic devices. Please take all private conversations outside the room. With a 48-hour advance request, a sign language interpreter, or other reasonable efforts to assist and accommodate persons with physical disabilities may be made available by calling 702-455-3530 or 702-385-7486 or Relay Nevada toll-free at 800-326-6868. Supporting material provided to the board council members for this meeting may be requested from Tammy Harris at 702-298-0828 and it will be available on the county's website at www.clarkcountynv.gov. If you do not wish to attend this meeting in person, but would like to comment on any item appearing on this agenda or provide public comment, please submit your comments to Tammy Harris at clarkcountynv.gov before 2 p.m. June 9th, 2021. Please include your name, address, and identify which agenda item you are commenting on and your comment. Comments will be read into the record. No comments over 3 minutes in length will be read. All comments received will be compiled into a document and shared as part of the meeting's minutes. Okay, at this time I'm going to call the meeting to order. And I'd like to all stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, roll call.
Kyle Myers here.
John Leone here.
Tricia Bain here.
Nancy Whitney here.
Public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearings and their hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board council about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until comments by the general public. Period listed at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. If applicable, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board council wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board council by majority vote. If you do not wish to attend this meeting in person, but would like to comment on an item appearing on this agenda, please submit your comments to Tammy Harris at clarkcountynv.gov. before 3 p.m. on this agenda. Please submit. Sorry about that. Okay, before 2 p.m. on June 9th, 2021, please include your name, address, and identify which agenda item you are commenting on, and your comment. Comments will be read into the record. No comments over 3 minutes in length will be read. All comments received will be compiled into a document and shared as part of the meeting's minutes. This time I'll make a motion to approve the minutes for May 12th, 2021.
Yeah, do the public comment. Oh, yeah. So, is there anybody out there who'd like to comment on any item on this agenda? We have some written comments, and we'll go ahead and read them into the minutes. The first one I have is from Kim Garrison Means. Searchlight Town Advisory Board members, I have been involved in our local battles against wind farm development since 2008. I first heard about creating a national monument several years ago through Judy Bundorf. After helping fight these threats for 13 years, I jumped at the chance in January to meet with the National Monument Proposal Team, find out more details, and start discussions about the idea in Searchlight. Since then, my husband Leland and I have read every official document related to this monument proposal, met with every organizer, called and talked to managers of other national monuments, extensively researched the related issues for our town, met with Southern Nevada political representatives, off-highway vehicle representatives, and desert wildlife biologists, and talked personally with over 100 Searchlight area residents. We can't find anything wrong with this proposal, and it is the only solution to our ongoing public land designation problems. Designating Ave Kwame National Monument would fill in the unprotected gaps in our surrounding federal lands to prevent all industrial energy projects in the future, create protections for our historic and cultural sites, protect our unique plants and animals, and for the first time, give our community a voice in managing our lands as a whole. It can do all of this while keeping our road and land access open, continuing to allow all of our recreational uses and allowing mining to continue on private lands. Ranching on public lands ended here when I was a kid in the early 80s, and the designation of the Paiute El Dorado area of critical environmental concern in the late 90s ended mining leases on most of our surrounding public lands. I know both of these decisions based on protecting the desert tortoise hurt our economy, and some of our residents suffered greatly because of it. We can't, however, change anything that has happened in the past, and we have to deal with our current predicament. Because of those previous public land designations, our landscape has remained relatively pristine, and this has attracted people to visit and live in our area. At this point in time, the beauty and recreational features of our public lands are our biggest economic and cultural assets as a town. Permanently protecting these features from the greater and greater threats of energy projects has got to happen, and now. We are fighting a losing battle against green energy goals and incentives unless we take action and designate this area as a national monument. While it's tempting, we can't just sit here and keep everything the way it always has been, because the world is quickly changing around us. But by supporting the Ave Kwame National Monument proposal, we can honor our past while protecting our future. And we can build onto our town's legacy by sharing the beauty and wonders of its surrounding landscape with the world as a gateway town. I'd much rather we preserve and share our treasures with the world than having the world share its wind and solar farms with us. And the second written comment is from Judy Bundorf. I wish to express my support for the referenced national monument. My husband and I own approximately 95 acres on the northwest side of Searchlight and feel that having a national monument will help protect property values in Searchlight and improve the business climate for the town. In addition, we have a home and property off of Grandpa's Road 3680 South US Highway 95 and want to see the entire region protected from huge industrial renewable energy projects.
Okay, the first letter I have here is from Tammy J. Harris, from Michaela Whitmore. Hi, Tammy. I'd like to submit this comment for tonight's Searchlight Town Advisory Board meeting in regards to the monument. See you later and thank you so much, Michaela Whitmore. Dear Searchlight Town Advisory Board and community members, I am in full support of the Abba and Kwame National Monument designation. This designation not only allows Searchlight residents to shape our collective future and economy as a gateway town, but also gives us a voice on how the monuments will function and be managed in perpetuity when created. We are at the cusp of how our natural lands and homes, our sacred and historic sites, are going to be regarded and impacted in the future. If we do not stand united as a community to help protect and caretake for our natural lands and the animals that live within them by supporting this designation, we are going to forever lose our opportunity to do so and signal to energy and wind projects that they may have our consent to permanently scar the land. When I leave this town hall meeting and step outside, I see the same mountain ranges, the same Joshua trees and stars that have been here long before we stepped onto the scene. The same sky that so many generations have lived and shared lives under. I hope when I leave here tonight, I can look out and see at the same sky and know we have took the powerful step in the long race ahead to honor Spirit Mountain and protect it for our future generations. Sincerely, Michaela Whitmore.
I have a letter from Jim Benita Benahita. Dear Chair Leon and members of the staff, my name is Jim Benedita, currently living at 9860 South Highway 95, Town of Ari. As you all know, Calamari is a community situated near the center of the Paiute Valley at the very base of the Spirit Mountain, about 11 miles south of Searchlight, Nevada. This location makes Calamari a true gateway to Abba Kwame. I, like many residents of Calamari, came to Southern Nevada for the love of the outdoors, peacefulness of the area, and for the bountiful and raw beauty of the desert landscape around us. Most of us have visited much of the area being proposed by the Honor Spirit Mountain proposal. From the Dead Mountain in California up the Colorado River to Laughlin, through the Bridge and Grapevine Canyon to Spirit Mountain over Christmas Tree Pass, onto future wilderness areas of Dallas Wash, Arateba Peaks, El Dorado into the mining area of Nelson, all within the Lake Mead National Recreation Area. Walked through the El Dorado Valley up the McCullough Mountains to the Rethump, Joshua Tree, Crescent Peak, and Castle Mountains areas and the Highland Hills. We who actually live here in Southern Clark County clearly understand and embrace the underlying principles of the Honor Spirit Mountain proposal calling for the establishment of the Abba Kwame National Monument to permanently protect these treasured lands. However, in order for the Honor Spirit Mountain proposal to be successful, it must focus on strategies that target specific conservation needs with measurable outcomes. To accomplish this, it is critical that we first inventory lands and other resources protected to establish a baseline. In doing so, we must define what it actually means to protect and conserve land and associated resources. By identifying and defining protections already in place, state and federal agencies are then able to identify additional conservation needs and strategies, resulting in genuine efforts to conserve and enhance the biodiversity of our public land here. here in Southern Nevada. Therefore, we would be eager to support the Honor Spirit Mountain proposal of creating the Ave Kwa'ami National Monument based on the following contingencies. Number one, clearly identify the authorities. Clearly identify roles and authorities for the entities charged with carrying out the Honor Spirit Mountain proposal. Next, recognize that Spirit Mountain proposal should stand on its own merit, delinked from other global initiatives, i.e. the 30 by 30 initiative that may not have the best interest of Southern Nevada in their plan objectives. Next, prohibit any and all energy production and development on the Ave Kwa'ami National Monument, regardless of technology being proposed. Next, working to identify additional conservation needs and actions through a stakeholder engaged process to determine the appropriate level of management actions necessary to achieve the identified conservation goals. Next, developing protected area definitions that allow for well-managed and sustainable wildlife-dependent activities that are in harmony with other management goals. Next, ensure management goals continue to provide reasonable access to the protected public lands for the enjoyment of the public in general. With an understanding that the Honor Spirit Mountain proposal is an aggressive undertaking, one that can be very beneficial to the people of the area and visitors alike, please keep in mind that for many of us who actually live within the proposed boundaries of the Ave Kwa'ami National Monument and who currently enjoy the scenic beauty of the deserts of Southern Nevada as part of our daily lives, to be concerned about the proposal with such broad, all-encompassing implications can be a bit unnerving. History provides examples of how established policies of federal and state agencies can change. On the road through Christmas Tree Pass, there is a new warning sign that serves as a reminder of just how policy can change. That sign reads, Lake Mead National Recreation Area. No camping, no campfires, no off-road vehicles, no rock collecting, no wood cutting, no target shooting, no fireworks, and pets must be on a leash. We are suggesting and requesting of the staff to please use caution when considering full support of the Honor Spirit Mountain proposal by establishing a list of contingencies included with your support that includes strong statements similar to those listed above. Looking forward to working with Searchlight Tab while finding common ground for the support of the Honor Spirit Mountain proposal. Sincerely, Jim Benita. And then it's also signed by Nancy Kidwell and Helen Burris.
Okay, I have one here from Jeff Young. My name is Jeff. I'm a lifelong resident of Searchlight and am writing to express my support for the proposed Ave Kwa'ami National Monument. This designation would benefit the area in many ways. For the people of Searchlight, it would mean no more annual fights to prevent the development of wind farms and reduce access to the land we all love and use. We have been lucky to have a few residents willing to fund successful legal challenges to the prior attempts by foreign development companies to buy up the surrounding land over the last several years. That will not always be the case, and with the recent signing of Nevada State Senate Bill 358, mandating at least 50% of Nevada's energy be produced by renewable energy sources by 2030, we will inevitably lose our land to these companies unless we act now. While I am in support of renewable energy, I only support those projects that do not significantly impact areas of ecological importance. The wilderness surrounding Searchlight is unquestionably one of these areas, and the proposed National Monument would be the surest way to prevent this from happening. My wife and I are biologists and do ecological research on the nearby Wee Thumb Wilderness Area. From our research, as well as the findings of the Great Basin Bird Observatory and other nonprofit organizations, it is clear that the mountain ranges and intervening Joshua tree forests surrounding Searchlight have a unique assemblage of species that would be devastated by the installation of these massive wind turbines. Birds and bats utilize these mountain ranges as migratory flyways. Previous studies have shown the turbines to kill large numbers of these migratory animals, as well as the insect swarms that provide prey for the quail, so many people around Searchlight enjoy hunting. Prior attempts at developing this area with wind energy failed to take these effects into account, and there is no reason to think that the next corporation looking to cut corners and get a cheap deal while destroying the natural beauty of our area will do any differently. As someone who grew up enjoying off-roading in the surrounding areas of Searchlight, I want to preserve the ability to use our trails, and I do not want them to be sold off to a corporation that will undoubtedly fragment them and gate them off. I do not want to have those giant ugly towers in the background of every sunset my family enjoys in Searchlight. For all these reasons, I urge my neighbors and friends in this town to support this proposed legislation. Thank you, Jeff.
This letter is from James Woody. Searchlight Town Advisory Board. My name is Jim Woody. I'm the caretaker for the Mystery Ranch just north of Searchlight on Grandpa's Road. I'd like to express my support for the proposed Abe Kwame National Monument. The creation of this monument would encompass several existing wildernesses areas as well as the Paiute El Dorado, ACEC. These areas already enjoy government protection, and this national monument would create an umbrella over these lands that could be extremely effective in the fighting off of aggressive wind developers. At the Mystery Ranch, we've hosted many visitors from around the world, and they have all commented on the unspoiled beauty of the landscape and views. Protecting these is the utmost importance. Please support this project. Thank you, Jim Woody.
My name is Maria Bolberg, and I am in full support of the Abe Kwame National Monument. I have lived and enjoyed this area my whole life, and I would like to see it protected. I hope the Searchlight Town Board will vote in support of this proposal. Thank you. This one's from Bobby Worley. I support the Abe Kwame Conservation Area. I don't want anything to spoil that beautiful and sacred area. Thanks, Bobby Worley. That's it. That's not it?
No. Oh. If you don't mind, then you guys can This letter is from Bobby Worley.
We're done.
This letter is from Maria.
We might go.
Sorry about that.
Second that motion.
Aye.
I'd like to approval of the agenda for June 9th, 2021, and hold compound or delay any items for possible action.
To motion to approve the agenda for June 9th, 2021.
Aye.
Receive a report from Metro Police regarding activity and statistics during the past month and other area crime concerns for discussion only.
We don't have an officer here at this time, here, but I go ahead and read their report for Searchlight. Calls for service May 2021 for Searchlight was 26, and difference from May 2020 was 1, so there was 25 in 2020. Searchlight traffic citations 123, no DUIs in Searchlight, one battery domestic violence arrest in Searchlight, and two bookings, and zero juvenile citations. And that's all we have for Searchlight's calls for service.
Received a report from Searchlight Volunteer Fire District regarding calls for service during the past month and other fire prevention issues for discussion only.
Does this work? Hello.
My name is Brian Longton. I'm the newest member of the Searchlight Volunteer Fire Department. Report for May, 15 total runs, 11 of them were medical, 2 of them were vehicle accidents, and 2 fires. Any questions?
Thank you, Brad.
Thank you, Brad.
I thought you had a question.
Receive a report from Kathy Flanagan with Las Vegas Valley Water District regarding the status of our water system for discussion only.
Hi, I'm Kathy Flanagan. I want to reintroduce myself. I was the Las Vegas Valley Water District representative several years ago. I think Tammy's the only face that is familiar to me. Recent years, I think you've had Natalia. She was reassigned, and I've been involved in the legislative session since February. So I think Derek Jackson, our small system superintendent, has been here. Going forward, I should be the one giving you the reports. For May 2021, your water usage was about 5.9 million gallons. That's an increase of 220,000 gallons compared to the same time last year. So we're looking into it. We're going to keep monitoring that. It could just be people home more from the pandemic. We've seen that in other systems, but we're watching that. And that's all I have for you guys tonight, unless you have any questions.
Any questions out there? All right. Thank you, Kathy.
Receive a report from Will Smith with Clark County Water Reclamation District regarding the status of the wastewater system and water usage for discussion only.
Like Mr. Smith isn't here. I can go ahead and do that at the end. Clark County Water Reclamation District, Searchlight County Advisory Board meeting June 9th. Statistics for May 2021 treated an average of 34,000 gallons per day. And in May 2020, there was an average of 30,000 gallons per day. So the difference being 4 gallons between last year and this year. No sewer service complaints for the month of May 2021. And 5 call before you dig Searchlight ticket received for May 2021. There's also a flow chart attached to the back on the back of the room if you'd like to take a look at that.
Receive a report from Parks and Recreation regarding the status of programs and upcoming activities for discussion only.
Hello, Anon Bilbray with Clark County Parks and Recreation. Our statistics for May, we had 3 programs, 17 visits, and we had a movie in the park. We had about 30 people for that. And if you came to that, I really appreciate it. And thank you for bearing with us, because we did have some technical difficulties there in the beginning. Building visits, food bank had 85. Town board for last month had 30. Museum had 20. Effective June 1st, we went back to our pre-pandemic guidelines. That means that our restrictions involving capacity limits, social distancing, large gatherings, and limitations on certain social activities are no longer in effect. So if you were in here before, we did have those barriers on the table when Michelle was running her programs. We don't have those up anymore. And I have one more thing. I know this isn't on the agenda, but as a reminder, Lieutenant Grant Rogers will be here at the community center tomorrow from 1 to 3 to answer any questions or address any concerns that you guys might have here in Searchlight. And that's all I have.
Any questions for Haley?
receive a report and update from Park and Recreation's Assistant Manager Justin Williams regarding capital improvement projects for discussion only. Oh, he'll be here on July 14th. He's not here right now. Receive a report from Kelly Carlson with the Certified Library regarding current and upcoming programs for discussion only.
I'm afraid to touch this because it always falls when I do. All right. I tried to make this quick tonight, but it's not going to be. Sorry. We are currently open for all library services, and we continue to have curbside services for patrons who request it. And per the state guidelines, masks are only required for non-vaccinated individuals. Allie and I are vaccinated, so generally we are not wearing masks, but we do keep masks handy to wear if we are requested to by vulnerable individuals. So if you prefer that we wear a mask when you come in, just ask. We will not be upset about that. We are currently operating at full capacity. It fell anyway. Operating at full capacity. Additionally, as always, our Wi-Fi is available 24 hours a day in the parking lot. My marketing people don't want me to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. Fines will be returning to the library district starting July 1. So if you have overdue materials or whatever, you want to get those back. And beginning July 1, we will start charging our normal fines again, 25 cents per day per item, up to a maximum of $4. And additionally, lost items, $10 fees, etc. Children's activities, we're still handing out snacks for the kids that are attending summer school after school, and we're doing one craft per week. Summer Learning Challenge is going on district-wide for children 0 through rising 12th grade. It has officially begun, and it runs through July 31st. I have the handy-dandy brochure and reading log here, just so you can see what it looks like. Full details are also on the district website, and you can see us in the library if you have any questions about Summer Learning Challenge for your children, grandchildren, neighbors, kids, etc. And our branch calendar of events and program flyers are on the sandwich board out in the hall, so you can see what we have going on. This summer in Searchlight, our kids' programs are on Tuesday afternoons between 2 and 4 p.m. And the library district has booked numerous summer performers for Summer Learning Challenge. In Searchlight, we're going to have the Fratello Marionettes on Thursday, July 1st at 4 p.m. That'll be here in the community room. Free and open to the public, as all library programs are. Targeted at the age range of late grade school, early middle school for that, but anyone accompanied by a child is welcome to attend. In addition to that, Adam London, the magician, will be returning on Thursday, July 8th at 2 p.m. Again here, again free and open. And other performers, including Jim Gill and some teen performers and stuff like that, are going to be at various urban branches. The closest branch to Searchlight that's going to have the full slate of entertainers is East Las Vegas. And also Windmill Library will have all of the entertainers there. On the adult side, our book club is continuing with a mix of in-person and call-in attendance. The book club is once a month, the first Wednesday of the month, and next month we're going to meet on July 7th at 11:30. We are reading a member recommendation this month, the nonfiction book Nomadland by Jessica Bruder. See me if you're interested. I do have copies in the library. Painting with Allie will be in Branch on Thursday, June 24th at 11:30 a.m. Last month, we dabbled a little bit in Aboriginal dot art, painted this cute turtle. Upcoming, we are going to switch to Aboriginal line art, and we are going to be painting a platypus, which is cute as the dickens. We've started adult take and make craft programs. They're slightly more complex than the ones that we make for the kids. Our first craft is a butterfly garden shadow box, and that's going to be available to take and make next week. I am also surveying interest for a Master Gardener program here in Searchlight. If people are interested, I'm going to approach University of Nevada, Reno Continuing Ed Certified Master Gardener program to see if we can get someone to come up here monthly. And this program will hopefully be in partnership with a couple of other local groups if I can pull it together. Please let me know in the next 2 weeks if you're interested, because I can't really ask for the program unless I know I'm going to have at least a few people that want to show up. In general news, limited tax forms and instruction books still available in the branch. We have renewed our partnership with Golden Knights. There's still new bookmarks coming every month. And also we have an upcoming partnership with the Las Vegas Lights team. Stay tuned for library cards and other materials on that if you're interested. Our fax prices are still only 50 cents a page, and we do have faxing, scanning, copying, and printing available in the library if you ever need those services. Our Facebook page is called Searchlight Library News. Please find us on Facebook and like us to receive information about our upcoming programs. You may get one post a week from me, so it's not like I'm going to be spamming you with a whole bunch of stuff. And our monthly calendar events and upcoming event flyers are always on my door and at the post office on the public bulletin board, so you can keep informed of what's going on in case you don't find me in the library during our open hours. Any questions? All right, let me see if I can break this microphone.
Receive a report from Janice Kostecki with Searchlight Senior.
I'm for Janice.
Okay. Regarding the upcoming activities. Thank you, Alan.
I'm not going to touch it.
Yeah.
Joan Messenbrink, 324 South Montana Street. I'm director of the Searchlight Senior Center. We are now open for bingo Thursday nights at 6. We have pool 9 a.m. on Monday and 5 p.m. on Fridays. We're still serving our three squares, the first and third Wednesday of the month. And we are still set up with our sanitation station. The only thing we're waiting for now, since we're pre-epidemic, is hoping someday we can open the kitchen and serve meals on Thursday nights. So basically, we're open, up and running. We're open Mondays, closed Wednesdays. We're open closed Tuesdays, open Wednesday, Thursday at 6, and Friday from 9 to noon. We're waiting for everybody to come back, so it's been a good bingo return, which we're very happy about. And is there any questions for the Searchlight Senior Center?
Any questions out there?
Thank you.
Thank you, John. Thank you, John.
Receive a report from Kyle Myers regarding current road conditions and public work concerns for discussion only.
Yes, I reported the potholes that were given to me last month on Main Street and East Hobson Street. Both of those were filled, and I believe Grandpa's Road is on the list to be graded. That's already done? All right, good. I don't get out there very much, though. So, if anybody has any questions or concerns, go ahead and give those to me now, or whatever, hold your peace.
The Hobson Road, they fixed three of the cracks in the entire road. They need to fix all of them. That was my fault, because I just said the east side of Hobson.
Can you define all of them? Is this five we're talking about? Or?
Probably six or seven. It's all the way down the road. I think it came from the water coming through.
Just at the end of West Hobson or East Hobson?
East Hobson, yeah. East Hobson. They fixed three of them at the end of East Hobson, but it needs to go up higher.
I will turn that over. Anybody else? Judy?
Judy Bundorf, Grandpa's Road. I just wanted to comment that the Public Works did a great job on Grandpa's Road. They did bring a water truck, made several passes, and it's very, very nice. Now I expect the monsoons to come.
All over
again.
Thank you,
Judy. We didn't have any last year.
I'll take it.
Do you have a comment?
meeting is held once a month, and everyone is invited. It's an organization to help clean up Searchlight, make it look prettier, take away trash, put up the box, design, and various other things. So it would be really good if the community came and then told us what they would like to have done with our organization. Thank you.
Thank you, Pat. Planning and zoning, we have none. General business. Discuss a request for a support letter for National Parks Conservation Association regarding the proposed Avi Kwame monument to be sent to the Board of County Commissioners and take other action deemed appropriate for discussion only. Aye.
Aye.
Okay, at this time I'd like to open up for public comment. Yes, please step up to the microphone and say your first and last name and spell your last name.
Yvonne Bailey, B-A-I-L-E-Y, 376 Encinitas. My question is the boats. Are they supposed to be so close to the street? Because every time we go down Cottonwood, we have to pull over on the oncoming traffic, so we don't, when we have our truck. And I'm not sure, I discussed it with one of the officers, but I'm not sure where to go. Is that a zoning thing? Is it a police matter? Could you guys tell us?
This is the public comment period. But I definitely write a note that the boat's on Cottonwood, and we will try to get you some answers to that.
Okay, thanks.
Good evening, Chairman, Board. I just want to take a moment. I think I know most everybody here, but I'm just in case we haven't had the opportunity to speak. I'm Michael Naft. I represent this area on the Clark County Commission. I've served you for a little over two and a half years, going on year three now. And if I could just for starters, take a moment to thank this town board. For those who have not served on a town advisory board, take some time, look into it, get to know this town board members, because they work so hard for you. They're in touch, they're diligent, making this community a better place, and it's not always easy to ask somebody to step up and serve in this way, and everyone on this board has been willing to do that, and I really, really appreciate it personally. You always provide good counsel to me, and when I get a recommendation from this town board, I always take it seriously, and I know that a lot of thought went into it, so I appreciate that. Also, just wanted to take a moment to introduce Mark Moskowitz, who's here to my left. Mark joined my office, and we've done a little restructuring in the South County. I represent everything from Flamingo Road south to the California-Arizona border, west to Durango, and east to Eastern. So it includes includes West Henderson, but also the unincorporated areas of Enterprise, Paradise, Spring Valley, Laughlin, and of course Searchlight. Mark is going to be covering all the duties that the town manager role had been performing, except I moved that position into my office so that he'll be able to directly work with me, make sure that I'm quickly and efficiently understanding the needs of the community. He comes to us from Clark County Clark County Public Works. So I know he's already on a lot of the items that we've overheard today and that Kyle has always been diligent about bringing to our attention. So make sure, please, that you utilize Mark, that you utilize me. As always, I think everybody here has or could have my cell phone number. We try to be as accessible as possible. But making sure that you make us aware of the issues that are on top of mind is really, really important. And just lastly, if I could, just take a moment to thank Tammy. She has been, particularly during this last year and a half, where our staff in South County, throughout all of Clark County, has been greatly reduced due to voluntary separations and other hiring freezes during the economic uncertainty. Tammy has stepped up in such a big way, making sure that we are aware of what's happening, making sure that the appropriate departments are being contacted, and then, of course, serving both this town board and the Laughlin Town Advisory Board very well. So thank you, Tammy, and I really appreciate everybody's involvement in this process and always feeling comfortable reaching out to me and allowing me to better serve you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Commissioner. Comments by the general public about matters relevant to board council's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, if applicable, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board council wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board council by majority vote. If you would like to provide a written general public comment on any item not appearing on this agenda, but within the general jurisdiction of this body, please submit your comments to TammyHarris@ClarkCountyNV.gov before 2 p.m. June 9, 2021. Please include your name, address, and your comment. Comments will be read into the record. No comments over 3 minutes in length will be read. All comments received will be compiled into a document and shared as a part of the meeting's minutes.
All right, last chance, everybody. Any comments out there?
All right, the next meeting is on July 14, 2021.
I have to make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Aye.
Can I second that?
Aye.
Everybody's in favor? Meeting's adjourned?
Aye. Meeting adjourned.
Good a turnout as we had for the marijuana thing.
Could you turn that off for me?